The Guardian.
Over the past few days, the whole country has been shocked by the revelations about the phone hacking scandal. Murder victims, terrorist victims, families who've lost loved ones, sometimes defending our country, that these people could have had their phones hacked into in order to generate stories for a newspaper is simply disgusting. I cannot think what was going through the minds of the people who did this. That they could hack into anyone's phone is disgraceful. But to hack into the phone of Millie Dowler, a young girl missing from her parents who was later found to be murdered, is just truly despicable. It is clear that there have been some illegal and utterly unacceptable practices taking place at the News of the World and possibly elsewhere. There is now a large-scale and well-resourced police investigation underway. Now, of course, in 2006, we did have a police investigation, but we can now see that was plainly inadequate. This in itself requires investigation. And a separate allegation is that police officers took payments. That specific allegation is now being investigated by senior officers at the Met, and with my full support, they brought in the Independent Police Complaints Commission to oversee this. So for those worried about the police investigating the police, this now has full independent oversight. But I think we should be clear. Police investigations can only get you so far. What people really want to know is what happened and how is it allowed to happen? That is why the Deputy Prime Minister and I have agreed that it's right and proper to establish a full public inquiry to get to the bottom of what happened. A judge needs to be in charge, so there's no question that it is totally independent and things are done properly. So we will consult now with the select committees and others on the terms of reference, the remits, the powers, and what we can get started, we will get started. I want everyone to be clear. Everything that happened is going to be investigated. The witnesses will be questioned by a judge under oath, and no stone will be left unturned. On the case of Rebecca Brooks, as I've said, I don't think it's right for the Prime Minister to start picking and choosing who should run and who shouldn't run media organisations. But it's been reported that she offered her resignation over this, and in this situation, I would have taken it. Andy Coulson, who worked for 4 years as my Director of Communications, he resigned from the News of the World because of the things that happened on his watch. I decided to give him a second chance, and no one has ever raised serious concerns about how he did his job for me. But the second chance didn't work out, and he had to resign all over again. The decision to hire him was mine, and mine alone, and I take full responsibility for it.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.